Nebraska Extension Almanac.
If you're seeing tiny specks moving around in some of your garden plants, most likely you'll be looking at aphids. They're a common insect that infests garden and landscape plants that can cause moderate damage when they reach higher populations. Nebraska Extension urban entomologist Jody Green says there have been a rise in aphid populations this season. She says they can cause some damage to plants, including some curling, a sooty black mold that grows on the honeydew the aphids produce, and a higher population of ants that feed on the honeydew. She also says the control for aphids is relatively simple.
We've been seeing a lot of aphids this season on every plant imaginable, from trees to flowers, and as usual, our milkweed. So what can we do about it? First, I want to talk about how you can identify aphids really early. So when your plants start coming up and greening, you want to check the undersides for aphids. And what you'll be looking for are exoskeletons that kind of look like little white wormy things, but that's their shed exoskeletons. If you see that, you know that aphids are feeding and developing there because they've got to shed their skins to molt. You may also see ants on your plants. And if you see that, that is a sign that aphids are nearby because ants, they find a lot of sugar out naturally in the garden because the aphids suck on sap and so therefore they release honeydew. So it's sugary sweet and so ants love to farm them. They actually will move them around and protect them from predators. But those predators are really important too. Things like ladybugs or lady beetles, their larvae and adults will eat up to 50 aphids per day. We've also got syrphid fly larvae and we've got lacewing larvae, which are very great natural enemies. So we really do want to keep them around. One of the easiest and non-chemical ways to get rid of aphids are going to be by finding them and squishing them. It can be a little messy with your hands and you may feel a little bad or a little good, but that way you'll remove them from your plants so they will stop feeding and stop reproducing. Another thing you can do is spray them with a really strong spray or blast of hose water. It will knock them off the plant and you'll get a little relief for a couple days, but you're going to want to do that every 2 to 3 days so that they can't multiply. Aphids are very, very good at reproducing quickly because they don't need to mate. They can produce clones of themselves, and that's why you will see them one day and the next day they will just look like they've taken over the plant. So this is something you want to do throughout the growing season. If you do want to use something else, we recommend insecticidal soap. That will be, more gentle, but it's something you are going to do repeatedly. Other than that, you want to just keep checking your plant and keeping up with those aphids because they won't stop, but neither will we. So enjoy your garden and have a great summer.
So if you see a number of aphids on your ornamentals or garden plants, just grab a hose and spray them off. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.